So yesterday we had been discussing a very important machlokas between Reb Zetzer and Reb Yoshia, that the interrelationship between the Parsha Rishon and the Parsha Shnia, and the aspects of Kriya and Kavana. They were both in agreement that the Parsha Rishona, right, on the basis of Alav Avecha V'dibarta Bam, requires Kavana and Kriya respectively. The question was, what is the status of the Parsha Shnia? So there we saw machlokas between Reb Zutra and Reb Yoshia in terms of how we understand similar psukim in the second parsha, and they held the inverse. In other words, that is to say that Reb Zutra held that the Maisa mitzvah of Kriya continues, but Kavana Salev can dissipate. Optimally, perhaps it shouldn't dissipate. Whereas Reb Yoshia held just the opposite. Reb Yoshia held that the Maisa mitzvah of Kriya is not fundamentally required, but Kavana Salev would be required. Then it could have been a meditative experience, whether or not he holds hear her kedibur dami. So even though ifsaka halacha, as we saw in the Rambam, as we saw in Tosos, as we saw in the Ritva, ifsaka halacha that only the pasuk rishon ba'i kavana, which we'll confirm in just a second, in terms of the chova sakriya, we know the Rambam is on the record. Shalosh parshios elu al seder zeh zanikres kriyashma, but the Gemara itself does not paskin in the machlokes between Reb Zutra and Reb Yoshia, and leaves itself open to interpretation. Point number one. Point number two, we saw a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yochanan, al levavecha be'amida. The idea that even though Beis Hillel paskins, as Ephraim pointed out, kol adam kore kedarko, there is some requirement, I'm using that ambiguous term deliberately, there is some requirement of al levavecha be'amida, because that supports kavanas halev. The machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehuda is until what point this would be required. Rabbi Yochanan azula l'shitase, which is of course Ephraim, that kol haparsha kula, he holds like Rabbi Akiva, like Rabbi Yehuda. The position of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nasan bar Kokhba, holds that only until that third pasuk, which is the way that we interpreted Rabbi Eliezer shita aliba derashi below aliba detosos. So when we interrogated this a little bit further, we tried to figure out what is this obligation of Amida, which corresponds to Kavana Salev. And Ezra, Nevali Atosus, are of the view that it all depends on what you think the definition of Kavana Salev being required is. So the Nevali Atosus, who do pask in Halacha Kibasra, say, Ezra, that it's only required for the first pasuk, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and Ezra S, it's only required at the level of mitzvah min ha-mubchar, v'chein mashma b'rambam. It sounds that way in the Rambam as well. I don't know if the Rambam would say that you're yotzei l'chatchila, but it doesn't sound like it's l'ikuva. It doesn't sound like the Medrash Tanchuma, which the Bali Atosos themselves cite, Noam, the Tanchuma, which makes it sound like it's an actual Isser and could possibly be the Ikuva. That impression one does not get from the Rambam. The Rambam studiously avoids using the language of Isser. Masha Ein Kain, Ben Sion and which Sugya, that we saw shortly thereafter, which now ties these two pieces together, where the Rambam does Bidavka use Lashon Isser. Levi? Pirkadon, right. Exactly. So there the Gemara talks about a person should not be kore kriyachma, perhaps not even sleep, the way that Rashi interprets it, lying flat on one's back, or Mikey, the way that Rambam interprets it, either on your back. Right, straight onto your face. Now, Rashi gave a very important definition, because the ikuv is mitzad, ilan, right, kabbalah sol malchus shamayim, derech srara v'gaiva is a stira, Mine uve, and that was nifsak lehalacha on the Rambam, and the Rambam did use the language of aser. But Avi, what was most significant about that? Is that a din in pasuk rishon? Is that a din in the first two psukim? Is that a din in the first three psukim? In parsha, that is a din in lechora. It is a din in all of kriyashma. Right. So the Rambam makes that pretty clear. Let's just establish that again in the Rambam. Read the language. Yenison, go ahead. Kol adam karin kedarkan ben obdin ben mahalchen ben shochen and rochen al gavei behema.
Also look at Kriyashma, who mutal is one of two fits per character. Whether you're facing down on the ground, or Mishloch al gavei front of my, or you're sitting and you're laying on your back.
Okay, very good. So the Rambam uses the term likros kriyashma. How does the Rambam define kriyashma? Shalosh parshios elu seder zeh. And the reason I say it would be a very, very good place for the Rambam to have stated that there was an iser, if he really felt that be'amida was li'ikuva, was here the Rambam restates the halacha of Beis Hillel of kol adam, Kore Kedarko. The only ikuv, according to the Rambam, would appear to be Pirkadan, and not so much the din of Al Vavecha Be'amida. But again, this gets us back to our central discussion. We've now demonstrated, because of the machlokas between Reb Zutra and Reb Yoshia, that the din of Kriya and the din of Kavana are not one and the same. So we have to figure out Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim Le'inyan Kavana, right? Those are deeply related, as we spoke about already on Monday, right? The idea of Kavana Belev, Shamayim Va'aretz, Udalad Ruchos, to be Marech V'dalad, V'shalo Yachtov Bechet. We'll see many more formulations of the idea as we go forward. So Kavana is surely required because of the Mechayiv of Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim, but that's not to say that the Kriya per se, even if the Kriya does not require a specific kavana, right? And we've seen that now many times over, right? Whether it's according to Reb Zutra, the entire second paragraph doesn't require kavana, but there is a Maisa Mitzvah of Kriya, or the Rambam Shita, which all three parshios have to be read, and the Mitzvah of Kavana is only for the first Pasuk itself, that should not be interpreted as a way of saying that there's a Maisa Mitzvah of Kriya, but the din of Kabbalah Smalchus Shemayim is limited to the first Pasuk. Because if the din of Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim was limited to the first Pasuk, how could you justify Pirkei Dan being a problem, assuming it is a problem, as Rashi defines it, of Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim in all three Parashios, and we haven't seen any Rishonim and say, oh, that the Pirkei Dan problem should only be a problem insofar as you think that Kavana is required, whether it's the first Pasuk, or the first two Pesukim, or the first three Pesukim, or the Parasha Rishona, or the first two Parashios, or whatever it is, nobody linked Pirkei Dan, which is very much a Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim issue, with the issue of Kavana, right? They said it's a Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim issue, but it transcends whatever the specific requirement for Kavana is. So now, that's why it's such an extremely important data point for us, is that Pirkei Dan is able to establish Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim as a din in Kriya, even at the level of the Maisa Kriya, which transcends the Halach of Kavana. Is that clear to everybody? The Kavana, you can draw the line wherever you want to draw it, and we've drawn the line pretty clearly, Lehalacha Kebasrai, at the first Pasuk, not to, you know, take away from all the other Shitos that are there, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yoshia, etc., going all the way through the second paragraph, but even if we've been pretty clear about Halacha Kebasrai, and let's just mention the Ritva thinks that Kavana is Kavana Satevos as well, in terms of the first Pasuk, we haven't in any way negated the role of Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim throughout the Kriya. We already saw that in terms of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. So that's why you'd integrate Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim into Kriyat Shema, because it has a Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim feature. And now we've seen that in a second data point, which is the case of Pirkei Dan. So that's all.
You want it all laid on the line.
Okay, so Ezra, let's read the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Zo Dehainu Ata. Zo Kriya Shema Shel Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So previously we had seen that this is Shita Reb Meir in terms of which part, which component of the Kriya requires Kavana, endorsed by Rava Halacha Kebasrai. Zo Kriya Shema Shel Rabbi Yehuda Anasi sounds like this was the entirety of his Kriya. Forget about the Kavana. Okay, so that is shocking. So Rav was very, very young, as the Rambam discusses in his introduction, the 40 generations from Moshe Rabbeinu to Rav Ashi. in the beginning of the Mishnah Torah, in the Hakdama. So Rav was very, very, very young when he learned under Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Rabbi Chiya was obviously the Talmud Muvak, right? The Braisa and the Tosefta. So Rav is a very young Talmud who then went off to Bavel. So he says to Rabbi Chiya, you know, I don't remember in those very, very early days, very young, Lo chazina le'le Rabbi de mekabel le'malchus shamayim. He didn't even say him say the first pasuk altogether. So Rabbi Chiya says, you know, the kari la my kari. What are you thinking? You think Rabbi Yehuda Anasi didn't say Kriyat Shema? So when Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, as the Rav did in later generations, right, would stop in the middle of Shir, so that's when he would be saying, right, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, right, concentrating very heavily. So again, the Talmidim, especially the younger ones who, you know, I guess were newer to Shir, didn't even realize that he would sometimes stop. They just thought that he was, you know, Maver Yadav Al Panav. He was intensely focusing. Okay. So this is absolutely vital, right? This is getting at the issue of Reb Zutra and Reb Yoshe. What exactly are the minimal limits of Kriya? Now we're shifting from Kavana to Kriya. If he's not Chozer V'Gomra, that means that at least under specific circumstances, Kriyat Shema, well, optimally would be Shalosh Parshios Elu Al Seder Zeh, right? Could be accordioned down to Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, not Le'inyan Kavana L'Chud, but Le'inyan Kriya Atzma. So I've noted to some of you in the past that the fact that one of the Bar Pluktas here is, you know, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi's own son, but he can't prove it, right, is also a testament to Rabbi Yehuda Anasi's tznius, you know, in his, you know, hanhagos. That's an amazing thing. You think you just say edus about what his father did. So Bar Kapara Omer, Eino Chozer VeGomra, that's remarkable, that the Chi of Kriya has been accordioned down to the first pasuk. Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Omer, Chozer VeGomra. No, he held that it had to be completed. The Chiddush being that he gave himself some time to do so. Okay? The DD. Leman tiskar ziyim tiskar meretzim kol yemei chayecha, right? Yemei chayecha yamim. There's an independent chi of the raisa of zechiras yitziras mitzrayim. So Rabbi Yehuda Anasi would accomplish that by teaching us something, right? He'd say something with that topic involved. Could have been Parshas Mishklos, could have been Parshas Ribbis, could have been Parshas Balak, whatever it was. There is Ba Yitzias Mitzrayim. Right? It makes sense according to me, because you could satisfy your obligation of Kriyat Shema, Imeinu Chozer VeGomer, with the first Pasuk, but what about the independent Chi of Daraisa of Zichiras Yitzias Mitzrayim? Ela L'didoch. So why did he go back and finish the entire, if he really went back and finished the entire thing, why did he have to come back and teach us something about Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim? So Rashi says, Bizman Kriyat Shema. What is this a critical raya for? Kiva? Correct. You said that perfectly. Okay? That's intrinsic part of Kabbalah Sama Al Choshamayim. This is a Raya Gemura, according to this Deya, because otherwise, you know, what's the difference? Yimei Chayecha Yamim, Kol Yimei Chayecha Alelos, it shouldn't be tied into the Zman Kriyat Shema at all, unless you hold that Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is Gufa part of Kabbalah Sama Al Choshamayim, and of course we do, for two reciprocal reasons. Okay? Ezra? Ilo Abrei de Rav Shmuel Bar Marta, Mishmei de Rav, Kipshuta, what is the Gemara talking about? A din of Kavan or a din of Kriya? Nenas B'Shena sounds what? It sounds like Kriya, right? That you fell asleep, okay? Remember the Gemara in Daf Dalad, threatening you with Misa because of Chotafto Shena, right? It's a serious thing. Okay? So the simple reading of the Gemara, by the way, Rich Rishon did end up reading it that way. The Rambam read it that way. Exactly right. The Rambam felt that minimally, right, minimally, one had to say the first pasuk. From that point on, Eitan, you want to just read that inside of the Rambam? Very good. In mitzarin also. Okay, the simple reading of the Rambam is that you actually don't finish the recitation of Kriyat Shema. Okay, go ahead, Ezra. Right. My personal minhag is to pronounce it as Drew. Yes. Where do you see the hitting?
I don't know. Tzaron seems like.
Okay. Okay. Interesting. So based on the smichos hasugyos, if not aparshios, David, right? You would say the Rambam was in the driver's seat, because the question of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was whether he came back and he recited the rest of Kriyat Shema. Sounds like the Gemara is trying to figure out, having already discussed Kavana, what the absolute minimum is, midin kriya. And yet, as I alluded to, the Rambam may have understood the Gemara that way, but other Rishonim certainly didn't. And who, very subtly, some people pointed out the Rush before, the Rush isn't subtle at all about it, but you're correct, but who very subtly tried to take the Gemara back to a question of Kavana? Good. Where do you see it? Where do you see it in Rashi? Put it on the record for us. So what's the deal? You're correct.
Why is it that prosecution?
Correct, Ephraim. Im Yisani Minam name Tsareni Ad She'enoer Yofe Bepasuk Rishon. The rest of it I can say maybe Minam name, right? I'm not going to have ideal kavana, but I absolutely need kavana for the first pasuk. So this is a very subtle but critical point in Rashi that you saw was later amplified by the Rush. Okay, the Rush took the Gemara that way as well. He couldn't believe that there was no obligation to recite all of Shema, and even if you would hold like the Deya that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi and Ochozer Vegomra. Right, you cannot possibly compare the circumstances of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi to Ones Shena. Right, after you've been through the Gemara and Dav Dalet and tells you you're Chayiv Misa for even risking it, you know, as we've discussed at some length. So, you know, you can't possibly compare, as we'll see. The Rush, right, tried very hard to stay away from making any comparison. Whatever you can extrapolate from Yehuda Anasi, which is clearly a sugi about Kriya, and there are deos in the Gemara, in Ochozer Begomra, to the situation of Ones Shena. So let's establish the Rush. Daniel, go ahead. Okay, go ahead, Daniel. Amar Rabbi La. So Ezra Baron holds that that means that you use physical force. Minam name. Okay. The Eno Yachol. Oh. Like Rashi. And against the Rambam. V'chein ha, the Amr of Nachman, the Druavdei, V'psuke kama tzaran kilomar, hekitsoni mishnati ad she'uchal l'chavein. Tvei lo tetzaran afim ekra belo chavana lo tetzareni lehakitzeni. So this is clearly not the simple reading of the Gemara. The Rambam had a much straighter reading of the Gemara, a much smoother reading of the Gemara, but the Rush couldn't believe right, that there would really be a shita in the Gemara that you could get away with reading one pasuk. I'm not talking about kavana here. I'm talking about what you actually say. Okay, Noam, take over. He's a conscientious objector. Daniel, if you don't mind continuing. He's conscientious. He's taking notes. Okay. Milsa dipshita hi shetzarech likros kula. It's such a milsa dipshita that it's a machlokes rishonim, but okay. The milsa dipshita. Those are always the very important lines in Rishonim. When Rishonim says the milsa dipshita, it's probably that it's not so obvious. I mean, it reflects right very deeply what they hold. Right, and you know, it's not, it's very, very, very telling. Okay, milsa dipshita yishetzarech lakros kula. Now, if that were really true, what about three lines before David when there's a machlokes, if Rabbi Yehuda Nasi actually was chozer v'kareis kula? V'hoi the Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, don't tell me that you know, ona shena has anything ben sion to do with the world of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Go ahead. Okay, you want to take over? V'hoi the Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, right? He says, what, such a milsa dipshita, if such a milsa dipshita, how could Bar Kapara say, eno chozer v'gomra? It's such a milsa dipshita to you, you know, Rabbeinu Asher ben Yechiel, but Bar Kapara not? You know, 900 years before? So what gives? That's the shita that's going to bother him because he wasn't Kareis Kula. So that was a situation where he just couldn't finish it, right? Because Zman Kriyat Shema had elapsed, okay? Now, mikan ve'elach, you know, as we say, you know, mafsid kamisha kari batorah. For the bottom line is, you're not getting your schar kriyat shema. But hadra kushal aduchta for the rash. Because if that were really true, and it's a milsa de pshita, then go ahead. Even more directly. Exactly. Why wouldn't he stop? Right. If it's such a milsa de pshita that you have to do the whole thing, so let him take a 1 minute break and say, okay. You know, it's 3:17, the bell is going to ring, let's take a 2 minute break, then we'll come back, you know, let me say Kriyat Shema in between. So why wasn't Rabbi Yehuda Anasi going to do that? Right? If it's such a milsa de pshita that you have to be Gomer as Kula, okay? Right, so there's a whole machlokas there in the Gemara about Talmud Torah and Tefillah. By the way, in the Rush is the Rishon who most strongly advocates the position that Bismanenu is Man Tefillah Lachod, Man Torah Lachod, right, against the day in the Gemara of Meisar Asna Mishmoa Torah, Gam Tefillaso Tveva. So the Rush is the strongest on that count. So, you know, again, he's going to come in with a bias here. But everybody should agree that Kriyashma, which is a Del Raisa, for sure you should be Masik for. Yishlomar Dahani Milei. Yeah. So what is that?
So if you're learning by yourself, then you can stop. If you're learning Torah with many, then you're a teacher. Or a teacher.
Yeah. So he wants to say it's like a different category, right? That he's not happy to say it, but he says if you're really going to hold like Bar Kapara, that is Eno Chozer VeGomra, so Talmud Torah Derabim is like a fundamentally different category, and the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Yud Aleph wasn't saying that. Now, that's a very big chiddush. There are sugyas where mechalik between Talmud Torah DeYachid and Talmud Torah Derabim. Ezra, what's one sugya that comes to mind? Talmud Torah DeYachid versus Talmud Torah Derabim. The first sugya in Masech the Megillah, Beis Amud Aleph, Beis Amud Beis, but they're trying to figure out what's the biggest chiddush, Mevatlin Nesavoda, Mevatlin Talmud Torah, Kavod Torah, Talmud Torah, Derabim, excellent Ephraim. So reading that into that Gemara and Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph is no simple matter, but that's the Rush's justification. What the Rush is really trying to get at is don't tell me that we can learn anything according to Bar Kapara's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. It's a milsa dipshita that you have to say all of Kriyat Shema, that there's a chia of likros as kula. And what this sugya was about in terms of minan name and dru avde and mitzara nafshe was really only about kavana. And Rashi was mitzadeh in that direction as well, right? Er yafe. But the Rambam read the Gemara simply, and the Rambam, again, who was no mekel in terms of the chia of kriya, because he defined all three parashios as a clear daraisa, defined the seder as part of the kiyam daraisa, But nonetheless, the Rambam can man up, so to speak, and admit that the Gemara appears here to be suggesting that the Chi of Kriya, in the minimal sense of the term, can be reduced down to the first pasuk. One final thought again, because we have a few minutes, because it's the regular locations, so that buys us a little bit of time. And if you take away one thing from the Gemara, it's the Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, you know, not being mevatel even for Kriyat Shema. So this is an inspirational Gemara, certainly in that sense of the term. You know, I had to mention that. But I wanted to suggest the following. Now, this is not to explain Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam says again, Onas Shena means that you could be Yotze Shema, maybe not in the optimal sense, maybe not in the full sense, by saying one pasuk. But how could you have been mechalik in a way that the Rush tries to be mechalik, but with a more conceptual explanation than simply saying Talmud Torah de Rabbim? So again, I think this goes back to the Yisod that we spent a lot of time developing. Okay, go ahead, Ephraim, what am I about to say?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Ezra? Okay, so he was careful about Yitzhak's prime. Shimmy?
It could be that, how could it be better in a Kabbalah Omachot Shemayim than by learning Hashem's Torah?
And specifically in the context, I'm now putting a conceptual spin on the Rosh's explanation, specifically in the sense of Talmud Torah de Rabbim. Right, that there's a special Kabbalah Omachot Shemayim. We talked about the idea of the Rabbim many, many times. Right, Hibishuin Melech, Bisasev, Rashiyam, Yachad, Shibtei Yisrael. The idea of Talmud Torah de Rabbim, where everybody's getting together, studying Hashem's Torah, that could be a kiyum of Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, right? Going back to the original moment of Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, Vayisyatzvu, Abitach Tisahar, Vayichan Sham Yisrael, right? So you're recreating a Mamad Har Sinai type moment. So it wasn't really a kula in Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, but the Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, just like he replaced the standard with Talmud Torah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it could be that he replaced the text of Kriyat Shema with Kabbalah Malchus Shamayim al Yedei Talmud Torah de Rabbim. That's a way that I would rather conceptualize the basic explanation of the Rush. That doesn't help you in terms of the Rambam. Again, Shitas HaRambam is very clear that Kriya, in a very minimal sense, as we saw, in a minimal sense, is the first Pasuk. And then you have Onas Shena. So we have much to discuss. How does that accord with the Rambam? Kriya Shalosh Parshios Elu Al Seder Zeh Yanikreis Kriya Shema. How could it be that Kriya could be reduced so dramatically? What an irony that the Rush is the one who says Milsa De Pshita that he has to be Korei Eskula. So we'll pick it up there, God willing, and Shitas Rabbeinu Yonah tomorrow.